The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 970 presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information. From the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest in real estate market trends. From mortgage news to answers to all of your real estate questions, you'll be in the know with help from the experts. Call now, 866-970-9622. 866-970-9622. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Everyone, I'm Dottie Herman, and you're listening to the only real estate show on the radio that's all about real estate and everything that has to do with real estate, which is just about everything. I call it the universal language. Everyone likes to know about real estate, no matter where you live. Who was it who said real estate can't be lost or stolen, nor can it be carried away? It is about the safest investment in the world, as long as you can hold on to it. Call in if you think you know the answer about who said that. If you've got a question about real estate, you can always call us. Any legal questions, any buying, selling, investment, finance questions at 866-970-9622. And remember, if you have a question, there's a lot of other people that have the same question. So you will be helping a lot of people. And again, I get a lot of emails from people, so you should always email us if there's anything you want us to discuss on the show. I'm joined today by attorney Andrew Lieb. Andrew's law firm is Lieb at Law, with a practice that focuses on real estate. He also has a wonderful blog and teaches law to real estate professionals. So if you have any legal questions, he'll be happy to advise. 866-970-9622. And of course, Ace, our financial whiz. Hi, Ace.
Good morning, Dottie. We miss you. I miss you too.
You know that Ace is vice president of residential lending at Citizens Bank, which works with Douglas Elliman as a preferred lender. Citizens is one of the nation's oldest and largest financial institutions, and we thank them for their support. They also support their customers by providing an integrated experience that includes mobile and online banking, a 24/7 customer contact center, and the convenience of approximately 3,200 ATMs. You can easily find more information at citizensbank.com. Oh, don't forget the bank. And by the way, Ace.
Yes.
It's hard to believe you've been doing the show as long as you have been, because you don't look old enough. But Ace, how long is it?
It's been almost 7 years now, Daddy. Time flies.
Yeah. Time flies. It's 7 years, and Ace has been doing the show. I think he was 12 at the time. No, I'm only kidding. He is one, and I don't say it's a – he is – they named him right, his parents. He is an ace, the best I know in the business. Today, our show is only 90 minutes because of the Syracuse basketball game at 11:30. So we're going to talk about – I have a lot of things to talk about. Noise, how you can help with noise and how you can mitigate – especially if you're in an apartment, you know, where there's a lot of noise or there's a neighbor that's noisy. And at 11 o'clock, we welcome back Alan Feirstein, who probably knows more about noise than anyone. Alan is the president of Acoustalog, Inc., a firm that acted as an acoustical consultant for recording studios, discotheques, and residences. And he has sometimes the solutions for noise, and he also sometimes, you know, believe it or not, Andrew, testifies in noise lawsuits when someone tries to sue a neighbor or somebody for making too much noise. So he'll be on at 11 a.m. and you won't want to miss what he has to say or some hints that he has about how you can mitigate some of the noise if you have noisy neighbors. I know that when I first moved into my house after living in an apartment when I was young, the first thing I did was blast my stereo so loud. And I'm like, I'm free. And now I'm listening at 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm free from the guy that always, you know, started banging if I put was past 9. So, but I guess there's a moderation. You have to be considerate of your neighbors. I always tell you what happens on this day. So in 1964, the Beatles, remember the Beatles for those of you that are old enough, got their first number, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And they were on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And I'll never forget, I was really little and my father took us to a friend's house and we all watched it. And it was like, I think they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. And also on this day in 1959, the first plane for commercial flights flew from Los Angeles to New York with a one-way ticket costing $300. That happened in 1959, the first plane, commercial flight. So remember, you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, or my own website, or Douglas Elliman, and you can reach Ace, or you can call us at radio. You can call our number, or you can email us at radioshow@elliman.com. Now, I did some little homework, and I just wanted you to know, this is passing, that 2019 was the second hottest year ever, closing out what was the warmest decade. I wonder what the next decade would be. So it was the warmest decade ever. Okay, and that's a pretty big record. The home buying demand hit the highest level in 11 years. Purchase applications hit, rose 16% from a year ago. And it's, you know, since 11 years ago, since October of 2009, which is right probably after we had that little that big recession, it's been the highest since then. So it was a strong year, even though when you read the papers, you hear all mixed versions of what the market is. I read a lot, and every article has a different slant on what's going on, but we're pretty much hands-on. So although nobody has it exact and nobody knows what the future is, I think pretty much across the board you're going to see that the entry-level market is pretty prime. It's just that we don't have enough houses there. Now, Ace, mortgage rates dropped.
Yeah, it's at an all-time low, Dottie. So if you're looking for a 30-year fixed rate, listen to this, guys. It's actually 3.375, 3.25. So unbelievable, unbelievable rates.
Ace, don't forget to look up my refi.
I will. I will. It's that time, Dottie. Now
it's
is the time. Now is the time.
You know, many times I refinance it, I have the luxury of saying, Ace, get that refinance.
That's it.
But listen, you should look at your rates. What is it? Give us the formula. Look at what your interest rates are on your current mortgage.
Yeah, and look, there's different options too, right, Dottie? So the rule of thumb is 1% difference. You're sort of in the game, right? So if you have a rate of, let's say, 4%, and now rates are actually at 3%, you could get 3% today, then it's prime. So whoever got 4% rates, you probably thought, oh my goodness, I have the lowest rate possible, I don't need to refinance. But right now, you know, rates are hovering right around 3%. So also, if you have equity, you can tap into that equity and either do a debt consolidation, pay off your credit cards, pull out equity, you know, use it for an investment vehicle. So there's so many different options.
Right. And, you know, maybe we could talk about that a little. We have a short show today. Yeah. It's only 90 minutes. But, you know, I'd love to talk about that maybe a little next week, Ace. You know, you might not be buying a house, but you might have a house that has some equity. Now, you don't want to pull all your equity out so that, you know, if the market ever dropped, that you would. But you look at your credit card rates.
Yeah.
And they're probably higher than, you know, you really know. So sometimes you can pull equity out of your home, someone pay you and save a lot of money on interest. So there's a lot of things you can do. One thing about homes is when you have equity, and again, I tell you, there's one size does not fit all. So I'm not giving you specific advice, but remember something. If your house is worth, let's say, $500,000, And let's say you paid $200,000, and let's say you paid off maybe $100,000. So whatever that you, whatever is sitting there is equity, and it sits there, and it's not going to make you money or lose you money. It's just going to, well, it's going to do nothing. So sometimes pulling a little, and again, you have to talk to your accountant, a little out and paying off some debts, or maybe if you need some help with kids going to college or whatever, is a strong possibility, but it's something that you should definitely look into. So last night, because I have been in bed since I got to Florida, I've had the flu so bad, and I'm finally feeling better. So last night, I kind of wanted to take a look at the trends for 2020, and home prices actually grew slower in 2019 than 2018. They grew about 3.39. Now, some of you might say, well, gee, I want them to grow 10% because I bought a home. You want it to be steady. You know, if prices jump so quickly, they usually don't stay there. So they went, you know, and they, the homes grew over 5% in 2018. So predictions, and again, this is just a prediction. This year should be no different. We're looking at about 2.8, 2.9. And we're talking nationally now, so your specific area might be higher or a teeny bit lower. But we're looking about an average of 2.8 appreciation for 2020. Mortgage rates, okay, ACE.
Yes.
2020, the economists think interest rates will stay around 3.7. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree, especially during an election year. It's going to stay pretty steady, so... pretty good time if you're looking to buy. Rates are going to still stay low, so this is now, this is the time. I've been telling everyone, so.
Yeah, and so this is the time to either refinance, or if you're buying, this year should be a great year to buy, but you have to get out there because inventory's tight. A lot of people are out there. I do, and I guess I'm dating myself to remember when mortgage rates were 15% or 16%, and it's hard to believe that even existed. So this seems like it's almost free money.
And Dottie,
so they're on the decline. And what about a 15-year mortgage? And remember what ACE?
Yeah.
ACE always tells you a lot of you really don't need 30-year mortgages.
No, you don't. You really don't. There's so many different options, Dottie. But a 15-year, you're looking right around 2.75 today. So if you shop around, you'll get a rate of right around 2.75. But Dottie, I wanted to mention to all of our listeners, you know how we always talk about the spring market? It's you know, it's a lot of activity. But I think the spring market is actually here now. So where I sit, I'm seeing so many buyers. I mean, they're just out in the marketplace. So if you're thinking about buying, I mean, there's a lot of people looking around right now, Dottie. So a lot of activity.
Right. And I think we're going to have a spring week next week.
Yeah.
It's a lot of activity. People are out there. And if you don't need a 30-year mortgage, Citizens and ACE, what is it, about 3.2% for a 15-year mortgage?
Yeah,
Pretty low.
If you have really good credit, you can even get as low as 2.75, Dottie. So.
Okay. Now, the only thing that could, you know, again, this is just a prediction. Obviously, if there's, you know, tariffs or there's something that we are unforeseen, a hard trade, that could change. But for most part, all the economists predict that. Generation Z and millennials will be buying the largest number of homes, and they're usually first-time buyers. Millennials are most likely the generation to purchase a home within this year, and Generation Z also. So the youngest two generations are primarily first-time buyers. So if you want to appeal to them, and you want to appeal to millennials, because they took, listen to this, the millennials took 37% of home buyers last year, millennials. So what does that mean to a seller? Well, if you have a home that you think is going to be a millennial buyer, you want to know your buyer. So some of the things that you can do if you're a seller is upgrade your online listing. Make sure your real estate agent at Douglas Elliman, we make sure to make sure that the online listings are of great quality. Mm-hmm. Because more than 80% of millennials find them online or and they go to their mobile device.
It's on their mobile. Yeah.
Yeah. So your home is the first impression. So you want to make sure you have the best photos. And quite frankly, in many cases, depending, you might want to do, your agent will let you know if they think that's important for you to do a virtual tour where somebody can see the whole home. Again, or maybe some certain features, or maybe you want to put some, if maybe the back is beautiful, or you have a great kitchen, you might want to highlight some features. But that online impression is really very important. And highlight perks that millennials like, and it's not only square footage because, you know, of course they like square footage, but they're concerned about how close is it to neighborhoods, how close is it to transportation, how close is it to stores. And a lot of times you assume that people all know that, but if they're coming from a different part of the a different state or even a different part of the state, they might not know. And millennials, it's very important transportation, where it is and what's around and what stores are around. So sometimes it's nice to include a little thing about a little video about the neighborhood that you live in or, you know, the town. The popular features that millennials like are they love laundry rooms, they love hardwood floors. So that's why if you have an old rug and you have nice hardwood floors underneath it, I would suggest you rip it up. But again, ask your agent. They like walk-in pantries, great kitchens. So know what millennials like. And as I tell some of the buyers, sellers, you know, pretend that your child was going to buy a home. Ask your child what you do. And I'm not saying you should spend millions of dollars to redo your house, but take the clutter out. Make it as open as it can. Put some stuff in storage. And, of course, get rid of the magnets and all the knickknacks. And what's going on? I hear a lot of noise somewhere.
I think, Dottie, there's also a lot of cheap ways that sellers can actually convert it into a home that millennials may be attracted to. Like converting into a smart home. It's not expensive. It's pretty cheap. Or putting in a water filtration system, which really millennials love that, right? So if you have a shower head that has a water filter and you just install it within all of your sinks, it'll be amazing.
I love that, Ace. Yeah. I have that. You could gargle in the shower and you feel good about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And I put it on the intake in my house. I think that's so important. And it was like, I don't know, a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, a few hundred bucks, right? So
So there's awesome. Little perks. And finding the right real estate agent and sitting with them, there's a lot of little things that you can do to make your house or your apartment very, very appealing. So you have to know who your buyer would be. And again, that's why we always tell you not to do, you know, when you're doing colors, you know, make them neutral because you have to want to appeal to a majority. You know, sometimes people have beautiful homes but distinct taste. And, obviously, you know, until you find, you know, there's less buyers with that specific taste. So you want to kind of make it a general that somebody then can personalize it after they get in. And if you're a millennial, just know that there's not a lot of inventory in the entry-level market. So you better be out there, know what's out there, because you have to be able to make a move. And therefore, you should speak to ACE and Citizens Bank and make sure that you have all your qualifications in hand, you know how much you can get, that you're approved for a mortgage, because that could help your deal get in when a buyer knows that, when a seller knows that you're approved for a mortgage.
I think we have a break, Dottie, coming up. But Michelle, we know you're on the line. Just stay right there. We'll be right with you, okay?
Right with you. 866-970-9622. We'll be right back. Eye on Real Estate. Mm-hmm.
this is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 8787. That's promo code 8787 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Cake! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever!
It was my 5th birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad. That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab? And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Before I give you our wealth of information, I want to take a quick question, but she's been waiting patiently from Michelle from White Plains. Hi, good morning, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm fine.
Good. So you have a question you'd like to
Yes, my landlord refuses to return my security deposit after he evicted me last year. I was living in his three-family house for 40 years.
And 40 years?
For some reason, he evicted me.
Was
and
there
I'm
a reason
told that?
That
a landlord doesn't have to give a reason.
Well, Andrew, I'm going to take it to our legal.
I'm here to help you, Michelle. This is, first of all, a bummer. 40 years living in the same house only to get evicted. I hope you found a new place to live. You're good?
Yes, I did.
That's the most important thing beyond the landlord. So there's this law called the General Obligations Law, and you could look it up on your own. But really what you're going to do is you need to sue someone. When people don't do what you want, you got to go sue them. And I'm going to give you three tricks when you bring them to small claims court. You don't need an attorney because usually a security deposit's under $5,000, which means you can just go yourself. And if you've ever watched Judge Judy, small claims court's very much the same thing. So you're going to go in and you're going to go, I'm Michelle, here's my story, but I'm going to give you three tricks that are going to help you out. You ready, Michelle?
Okay. Yes, before you give that to me,
sure.
At that time it was 1977. I was moved in and that security was $450. So
exactly. So small claims court. And that's why
No, what she's saying, I think what you're saying is that it was very little because it was so long ago.
Yeah, so that's what he should have given me back, exactly what I gave him, $450, I don't think he put it in a bank to let it grow to get more money.
So the laws have changed over the years, but there's a law that says if you have a certain amount of units and you're a landlord, you have to put in an interest-bearing account. But what it says, and this goes to what Dottie was saying about different interest rates, is it says the first 1% is the landlord's. They can keep the first 1% of interest, and any additional interest is the tenant's. So in this day and age at the bank, there's not going to be any interest for you. But for 40 years, there was times where interest rates were 8 and 9 and 10% at the bank. So it's something you're going to want to go to. But this trick that I'm going to tell you is going to help you. Ready, Michelle?
Wait, but Michelle, Andrew, I want you to tell the trick. But I just want to ask Michelle, is this like a two-family, three-family house, or is this an apartment building?
It's a three-family. It's supposed to have been a two-family, but he made it into a three-family.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so it's not going to be – it's going to be a private person that owns a home. And
yeah, he
was
the owner and builder of his house, too.
Right. So you've been living there. Okay. So now
what Dottie's getting at – what Dottie's getting at is that if it's six or more units is the standard for where they have to put an interest-bearing account. But if he did put in an interest-bearing account, this rule still apply, meaning that if he put in an interest-bearing account and there was only these three units at the end of the day, it's still your money absent the first percent of interest. But this trick is really going to go to the key of the whole thing, is that he has a duty to keep the money separate, your money and his money. And he has a duty to tell you the name, address, and amount on deposit of the bank holding the money. And what I was telling you. So what you're going to do is you're going to go march your tushy down to small claims court. You're going to fill it out. Anyone could do it. It's like going to Judge Judy. And you're going to go in and you're going to say, Judge, I want proof that he kept his money separate, number one. And number two, I want proof that he noticed me of the name, address, and amount on deposit. Those are tricks one and two. And trick number three is the new law says that if he willfully violated these rules and didn't give you the money back 14 days after the end of your tenancy, you're able to get double the amount of money that he kept. So when you go bring the small claims court thing, and you can do this, Michelle, you're going to go in and remember the tricks one more time is you're going to say, Judge, he needs to tell you these things, and if he can't, even if I burn down the house, I get my money back.
Okay. Okay.
Does that help you out, Michelle?
Yeah, so you have the names of the people?
So what he needs to give you is what he had to give you is what landlord in the state of New York under what's called the General Obligations Law has to give written notice of the bank that's holding the money, the amount on deposit, and the address of that bank. And they also have to be able to prove that that account is separate from the money that they hold for their own money. He can't put your money as part of his money. And if he can't prove those things to the court, the judge automatically requires the landlord to return the money. And if he could, if you could show that he did these things intentionally, called willfully, you might be able to get double the money. So why don't you call us back and tell us how it goes? I want to know how it goes.
So you don't have to give me the names? You said you'd give me three names?
No, I said I was going to give you three tricks, and I just gave you the three tricks.
Okay, wait, go back. Why don't you just, where do you get the application, Andrew? I think we're just at that level. She has to get the, how does she file to go to small claims court?
So you need to find the local small claims court. So each community has its own small claims court. So just go on the Google and write in White Plains small claims court, and it will tell you. And as soon as you walk in, there's going to be a lady or a gentleman at the desk, and you're going to say, I need paperwork to file. And I think they don't even charge to file in small claims court. It's a community resource, and they help you out, and they're nice. Small claims court is designed so you don't need an attorney.
Yeah, and Michelle... My guess, and again, I'm not an attorney, but my guess is that when you go to small claims court, he might not even show up, okay? And when you tell the judge you've been there 42 years, and, you know, they just threw you out, I am sure even, and the tricks are even better, but I am sure they're going to get you your money back. And if he doesn't show up, which he might not, because then you're sure to get it. But that's what you should do. And if you have any problems, you can call in Andrew and I will help you out.
Okay, because also you might have done this because of a toilet that was I had a problem with a toilet, and he refused to go and either fix it, repair it, or replace it. And it was, and then I had to deduct the rent at that time.
Well, I believe in having a toilet that works. So I'm with you, Michelle. I like my working plumbing. I'm a big fan. Let us know. Let us know how it goes. And for everyone else listening, just like Michelle, I'm Andrew Lieb, and Andrew Lieb, and you could call us up, and you could call us on 866-970-9622. Tell us how it's going, and just Google small claims, and I want everyone to know small claims is not intimidating. If you're scared, just watch Judge Judy for 5 minutes, and you'll be like, I can do that.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name, Andrew?
It's L-I-E-B, like Long Island Education Board.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Got it?
Good luck.
Good luck, Michelle. We all wish you good luck.
Okay, thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to rush through this show because I never, you know, when it's 2 hours goes before you know it, and we only have 90 minutes. But listen, quickly, we'll talk about it more on a regular show, but you're hearing a lot about Manhattan, that it's a luxury market, is tanked. Well, it's not tanked. It's kind of stalled. The market reports, Douglas Elliman, you can go on our website and you would find all the market reports for all the markets we're in, did fall, but it's an election year, and I think a lot of people, especially on the high end, because a lot of times when you're upgrading, you don't have to do that. I think people are kind of just waiting to see what happens. So there are less contracts signed this year. But if you are looking for a luxury apartment, which I tell you that's the top 10% of your market, it is a great time to buy. By the way, if you want to see what a $25 million property is worth, I just thought this was great. You could go on, there's a building on 111 West 57th Street, and it's nearly a quarter mile high. It's a luxury tower. And if you go to 111west57.com/press, you could actually take a tour and see what those properties look like. They're amazing.
I'm on it now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
By the way, we talked about Palm Beach last week, and I said that that they're having a hot streak, and they are. They're having a little problem selling homes where by Mar-a-Lago because of people with the security, but Palm Beach is on fire, and Chinese investors now are buying a lot of real estate in Miami. Well, I think I'm going to get cut off. I'll give you some stats on that. And then I want to tell you about a great idea that Amazon did that I think is kind of wild. 866-970-9622. We'll be right back after the break.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
This week on Champions of Justice, Perry Mason makes an appearance.
If you did not kill Davenport, why did you dig that grave 2 days in advance?
It's Lawyers in Your Living Room with author Michael Asimov talking about law shows on TV, the pros and cons. Join Tom Girardi and Jim O'Callaghan for a fascinating look at TV lawyers through the years. Who's your favorite? Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
30 million people come down with the flu every year. It could be you and your family. The best way to tell if it's the cold or the flu is by taking your temperature, and no one does that better than Exergen. Visit Exergen.com to learn more.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back. You're listening to I on Real Estate. I'm here with Ace Wanas Hupop, our financial expert, and Andrew Lee, our legal eagle, knows everything about real estate. And we use him at Douglas Elliman all the time. To work with the agents and help them learn when they need an attorney, when to call an attorney, and what the laws are. And we advise you because you're not exempt from the laws just because you're a homeowner. Suzanne, I have a question from you. Suzanne from New York. Suzanne, are you calling about, are you calling about soundproofing?
Yes, I am. I heard earlier
Yeah.
Yes, but you're going to have to call. Can you call back after like 11 or like 5? Because the man that's an expert on soundproofing is coming on at 11, and I wouldn't know how to soundproof a boiler room.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, call back, Suzanne. We'll be waiting to hear from you.
Like around what time? Like what, 11?
Right
what?
After 11. 5 after, okay. Right after news, okay? We'll take your call right
thank
away.
You.
All right, thanks,
all right,
Suzanne.
Thank you.
Talk later. Yeah, because I don't know if any of you guys know how to soundproof a room, but I don't.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Okay, I thought so. I just had that feeling. And I don't either.
Even with all your dancing?
Yeah, no.
When you got your house, right?
Yeah, no. I didn't soundproof anything. So my neighbor.
No?
But I was make sure, like I told you, we always talk, Andrew and I, and Ace tell you this. I was always nice to my neighbors. It doesn't
That's the
hurt
key.
To be
That's
nice.
The key. Yep.
Because then they really don't want to do something horrible to you. You know, it's always nice to be nice to your neighbors.
Everyone. It's the way to go. It's nice to be nice. Keep going, Dario. Sorry.
Listen to this. Now, you know, now I thought this is really some cool ideas. Now, listen to this. You know that the millennials are the buying generation, but so are the baby boomers. But the baby boomers are in the kind of a sandwich generation. They still have sometimes older parents alive and sometimes they're helping their younger parents out, and soon the millennials are going to have the baby boomer parents aging. So the millennials, really, I don't think want them living, you know, unless they have a big house. So this new idea came out, and it's called, listen to this, the granny pod. Okay, the granny pod can be installed in your yard. Okay, according to the Washington Post, there are several companies manufacturing them. Listen to this. They're 12 feet by 24 feet, and they're pods. They can sit conveniently in any yard, plus right up to one's, and they can flush right up to a plumbing and electrical, existing plumbing and electrical that you have. The pods allow both caregiver and senior to have their own space while remaining connected. A Reverend Kenneth Dupin, a Methodist minister from Virginia, created the Med Cottage as an alternative to nursing homes as 78 million baby boomers head towards retirement. Now, the basic Med Cottage is 12 by 24 feet, the size of a master bedroom, has vinyl siding, double French doors, to accommodate a wheelchair and hospital equipment, and looks like a small bungalow. Inside, it resembles a hotel suite with a living space, a small kitchen, and a bathroom. And granny pods seem to be a viable solution for taking care of elderly family members without giving up the independence that they want. What do you think of that?
I think it's so cool. That's like, cool. I was going on Amazon and looking at these different choices and to be able to build these.
This one is, that one, the 12 by 24 is, I don't know who manufactures that. That's called the granny pod. Now, Amazon, obviously.
There's tons of these.
They don't, I don't think they call it the granny pod, but Amazon, they're sold out. It's a particular model last week. It's called the Garden House on the Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's, but it's not, I don't think the same. It's you can convert it into a guest home, a studio, a garden house, a pool house, or truly anything your heart desires. If you know, you can make it a playhouse. Plus,
so I've been looking at this all week, Dottie. I'll tell you why. My friend Maura McDermott, who's a writer at Newsday, just wrote this week, and I was quoted in it, Long Island seniors modifying homes to age in place. And this is like a big theme. How can you stay home? So I've been looking at all these. My mother said, if I put her in a nursing home, she'll kill me. So I have to always think about what options there are out there. And Amazon has hundreds of these, not just the one that we've talked about before. There's one that has a toilet. There's one that has a sunroom. You should see these choices. One's a log cabin. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, I might move into this and give her the house.
It's the first I heard of it. Or, like, let's say you have a child that, you know, is 20-something years old and doesn't want to save money. It gives them some privacy. It says that the studio cabin kit, which I'm not sure that model is, Andrew, on Amazon, goes for $6,995. Now, I would imagine you don't need zoning for that. I would imagine you could just put it in your yard. I mean, I don't know.
It depends on the size because they all vary. Like I'm telling you, I'm looking at, if you scroll down on the one you're doing, they have customers who viewed this item also viewed, and the choices are outrageous. Some of them are in the 30s of thousands, but like some are 7, some are 8. The choice is like, I'm telling you, my wife's going to be putting me out in one of these things next time I mouth off at home.
It's unbelievable. I think that's a great old thing. And it says if you want to add anything extra, like HVAC or electricity, that you need to do that yourself. But I think whoever thought of that idea, I think
brilliant.
That's a great idea.
It actually looks brilliant. Really good. Looks
right,
Ace? Well, not only that. You know, a lot of, I mean, baby boomers, we're not old, okay? So, but, you know, a lot of times as a parent, so my daughter told me, Mom, you know, don't ever worry because I would never put you in a nursing home. I said, oh, really? She said, no. She said, but of course, she said, you know, leave me the money for an extension on my house, which I gave her, okay? Okay, because, you know, I'd have to build an extension, and our house is big enough. I said, oh, so you don't want me really near you? Yeah, and I don't have the money to build an extension. I said, okay, so I should put the money to build an extension. And then she said to me, and she was very serious, she said, and of course, you'll have to leave me the money for the help. I said, oh, the help? She said, yes, to take care of you. I said, oh, really? Well, you're not? She said, no, I'll be the supervising. You know, I'm a teacher.
I like that.
I'm the supervisor.
She's a supervisor. She's okay, management. I like right. that.
So then she said, and I kid you not. So then she said, well, I said, so in other words, I'll leave you the money to put the extension on so I'm not too close to you. And then I'll leave you the money for the help so you can supervise everything. I said, you know what? I think I'll find my own way when the time comes. She said, well, Mom, you're crazy. So I said, why? She said, because you'll be insane and you'll be senile and they'll just steal everything from you. And I said, you know what? They won't be stealing it from me. They'll be stealing your inheritance. Okay. I think it's a growing problem. And I think that it's a solution where you're, you know, it could be an adult. It could be a cousin where somebody can stay close, stay connected, but have some own privacy. And I don't know. It was the first I heard of it, Andrew. I don't know. Ace, did you ever hear of it?
No, never. It's pretty cool.
It's super cool.
I love it.
Ace, we're going to have to go out with Dottie's daughter and strategize because she seems like she has all the answers.
Exactly.
My mom shut me down right away. Like, your daughter is like, no, don't worry. I'm the manager. Like, I like this. Right. I'm gonna
well,
talk
you
to
know,
her.
She's a millennial. They like to be the manager. They like to kind of supervise. Okay? By the way, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about this, so don't ask me. I'll ask Ace. New York finally will legalize electric bikes and electric scooters coming in April. And you thought the bike lanes were scary.
Terrifying.
After vetoing a bill that would legalize e-bikes and e-scooters late last year, Andrew Cuomo announced that he will legalize them this year if the budget is passed. And the law divides e-bikes into three categories. Listen to this. Class 1. Pedal assist models with top speed of 20 miles per hour. Class 2, throttle models with top speeds of 25 miles per hour. Class 3 throttles with 25, and then there's another model. Now, I don't know how you feel, but let me say this, New York. The bicycle people don't know how to ride bikes, and they should have to take a test. Okay,
oh, I agree. Yes, Dottie. Yes. Oh, it's terrifying when you're walking. Scary. They knock you over.
Well, not when you're driving. Ace, I mean, you see them. Some of them really. Oh.
So, Dottie, let me tell you a story. We were in Nashville for Citizens Bank of, it was Circle of Excellence, right? And they have these scooters called Birds. And you can download it. There's an app. And it goes 30 miles per hour. So one of the folks, they rented a scooter and broke their arm. So they just fell on this like little like pothole thing and there are no cars. There's not as many cars in Nashville as there are in New York City, right? So I can't even imagine. There was no cars around him and he fell, broke his arm. So I can only imagine what's going to happen in NYC when these scooters.
Well, let me say this. I think that you're taking your life in your hands in New York City. I can't even imagine now with the scooters that are legally. I just.
It's pretty scary.
I want to know about scooter insurance. We should have an expert on this insurance. Because, like, what happens when you hit someone with one of these things? Like, I'm walking on the sidewalk and people do them illegally, Dottie, now, and I, like, have to jump out of the way.
I know. I mean, it's just a scary, it's really a scary thought to me. By the way, I posted this on one of my sites, on one of my social media sites, but listen to this. In Italy, okay, it's not a bad idea, okay? They are giving houses away for a dollar to people.
Oh, wow, I saw it. Yeah.
Who will renovate and live there. It's now it was only happening in certain towns, but now it's happening all over Italy. Say at first it was only a few small towns using this scheme to get people to move there. And they were like probably not great areas and the people had to renovate. They're offering free houses for anyone who moves there. Couples who move can end up having a child there. And if they end up having a child because they have a population problem that didn't grow enough, will receive $1,100. If you're sick of paying too much rent for a tiny New York City apartment, you can move to Sicily for free.
Unbelievable.
How do you like that?
Wow.
What do you think, Aish? Is it worth a trip?
Hey.
Or should we call Alfred, who has Alfred Red, one of our managers, who I know has property there?
Yes, we should call Alfred and stay at his place.
Okay, but there's a caveat. If you buy this.
Well, yeah, what is it?
Okay, you must fix up the structure. So you have to fix it up on your own money within 3 years. So you have 3 years to fix it up, as well as put down a $4,300 deposit that will be returned to you once the work is completed. So to ensure that you don't move in and leave it a shack, you give them $4,300, and when your work is completed, you get the money back. There is an additional financial bonus. Priority for free real estate will be given to young families with children and couples who move to Camerata and end up having a child that will receive money. So, and that's located 40 miles southeast of Sicily. I've been to Sicily. I'm not sure if I've been there, I don't know. Has any of you been there? It looks out to Mount Etna and is filled with buildings that have lush green landscapes. So I just think that's kind of a great idea. Somebody thinking out of the box, saying, let's get people, give them these houses, let them fix them up, and we can revitalize an area. I mean,
I think we need to move the studio there. Let's get the studio moved there. I'm ready to move to Sicily. This sounds terrific.
I'll have to get Alfred to let us know. And by the way, I'm not a believer, you know. I don't love Airbnbs, but, you know, it's not, I won't go there. But if you'd like, you can sleep. You can get one. Mickey Rooney is not alive, but you can stay in his two-bedroom apartment for $220 a night. Ava Gardner, her guest bedroom is available for $85 a night. In Burbank, Bing Crosby, you can stay in his former home in Palm Springs for $675 a night. Elizabeth Taylor, $625. Merv Griffin. And by the way, for those Hendrix fans, you can stay in Jimi Hendrix's home in Hawaii for $165
cool.
per night.
That's so
Is
cool.
Is that cool? And
very cool.
Bragging, right. I know we're going to have to take a break. I just think this was a very wonderful thing about real estate because sometimes people don't appreciate how hard real estate agents work. And it says, home buyers value their real estate agent as much as their therapist. How important is a real estate agent to a home buyer and seller? Well, according to a new survey, a majority of home buyers and sellers feel that an agent is more important to them than their therapist. In fact, a new survey shows that a majority of home buyers and sellers say they value and confide in their agents more than their therapists and know them better than their own neighbors. On the average, home buyers and sellers only interview 2 or 3 agents before they decide. And 99% of home buyers say their agent added value. I think that's a pretty good stat. 99% of agents, of home buyers, say that they added value. I think most people use an agent, and we have the best agents at Douglas Elliman. And there are some good ones all over, but come to me for a recommendation. We are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Alan Feuerstein, who is an expert on acoustics and sound, and he can tell you how to solve some of your noise problems. He will be here at 11 o'clock right after the news. 866-970-9622. We'll be right back after the news.
Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman is sponsored by Citizens Bank N.A.